This lecture is linked to the Duras cycle of films being shown now, so it's mainly related to two sections in my books that give variant readings to one scene in Duras's Hiroshima Mon Amour. And the title is, which is the more difficult in the Christian era, to resurrect or to bury?
Arrivé à midi sur le quai de la Loire, il n'était pas tout à fait mort. Quelqu'un avait tiré d'un jardin. Je suis restée près de son corps toute la journée et puis toute la nuit suivante. Le lendemain matin, on est venu le ramasser et on l'a mis dans un camion. C'est dans cette nuit-là que le verre a été libéré. Les cloches de l'église Saint-Étienne sonnaient, sonnaient. Il est devenu froid peu à peu sous moi. Qu'est-ce qu'il a été long à mourir! De sa mort m'a échappé vraiment. Puisque même à ce moment-là, et même après, oui, même après, je peux dire que je n'arrivais pas à trouver la moindre différence entre ce corps mort et le mien. Je ne pouvais trouver entre ce corps et le mien que des ressemblances.
We have a dead body and then another body that becomes indistinguishable from it. And I took that in part to think about, well, okay, she can bury now, her dead. Because you usually think it's like something very easy to do. No, you have to do this enormous thing to be able to bury the dead. Juliet awakens from her death or death-like sleep and she finds him dead. She can't resurrect him through naming him, through calling him. So the alternative would be to bury him. Because she is also now dead. She died and she can bury her own dead in the Christian era. And that goes back to the title, which is the more difficult in the Christian era, to resurrect or to bury? And however difficult it is to resurrect in the Christian era, in the era of the resurrection and the life, it may be simpler, easier than to bury. Because in the Christian era, that is the exception, to bury. In the era of the life and the resurrection, the dead is the exception, is what is most difficult to think. And I think what is amazing, in a way, in part about Hiroshima Mon Amour, it provides this case where we can say, she can bury him. Because she died before dying, on his dying, then dead body. And in that sense, they stole his dying, his burial from her. That they killed him in a way is still okay, because he's an enemy. But that they buried him. And that the church buries every day, I find mind-boggling. And blasphemous.
You have to actually
die
die before them in order to
Die with them. Die before dying with them. That's what I mean. I think, like, that's what I mean.
A lot of dead are buried.
But you made the last comment.
I said, and then yeah, it will leave a lot of the dead unburied. Yeah, you know, this, how will you be able to do such a task, which is...
I don't know. I mean, you go ask any Christian clergyman who buries. Tell him, Christ said, let the dead bury their own dead. How come you're burying this person?
What did Jesus exactly mean when he said that? I'm not really...
Ask him, what did Jesus mean?
Jesus or the priest?
I'm not joking.
Yes, I know.
It's not because there is a church as an institution, yeah, that we as thinkers have to stop thinking about these matters.
Of course.
And so I want to know, what does it mean to bury someone in the Christian era? I can understand for someone, a communist or a Muslim, anybody except a Christian, to bury as they do. But I don't understand how they can do it. I don't get it.
Okay.
Again, burial the dead is the exception, is the anomaly when the life and the resurrection comes to earth. So you can say, I don't accept that is the life and the resurrection. Or you can say, I am one of the dead in the Christian understanding of this. But then I am outside of the church. No? And then I can't bury within the church.
Unless you're dead.
So you're not in the church?
Yes, then you're not in the church, because the church is the church of the life and the resurrection. Follow me and let the dead bury the dead. Right. Follow me, the life. Be alive with me. Be alive through me.
Okay.
If you're, for instance, if you're a Christian, as Juliet is, either you resurrect, but if you want to bury, you have to die with him. May you bury me one day, especially when said by a Christian, means die before dying with me. Because then you can bury me.
It's probably obvious. It's probably obvious for you, probably, but I really don't see why we can't resurrect someone who has no name. By this relationship between... we had this instance of Jesus Christ trying to call a Lazarus from the dead, but as far as I think a Lazarus was... is an acquaintance before he died, and he already knew a Lazarus, so there was a certain, he knew the person, he didn't ask for his name in order to be able to resurrect him. And if the story was, Jesus, come, we have a dead guy, we need to resurrect, and he's not, yani, Hada, that you actually know, would he have asked for his name in order to be able to do his feat, or is it really that related?
What I'm talking about does not apply, it's not a general theory about resurrection. For instance, there's a very interesting book by Frank Tipler, the physicist, who talks about if we look far into the future, the computers that would be then would be so powerful that they would run simulations of every possibility of life and how it might proceed. And this would take an incredibly minimal part of the power of the computer. And so they would run all kinds of simulations. And he says, in that sense, we'll all be resurrected. Because the simulation would be as high resolution as us in this room. So this in this manner of resurrection, you don't need the name. I'm just talking about these situations here. Before we are in that situation, your call has to be such that he will turn to his name. So it's not enough just to call Lazarus because he will not respond, because the dead is in a situation like Nietzsche was in his psychosis. He assumes the names of history, and so he can think that Lazarus can think that his name is, I don't know, some other name. And so you can call him and he will not respond.
The resurrection in Lazarus' case,
yeah,
wouldn't have worked if you knew another Lazarus before? Or it's just the calling or identifying somebody's name as... It could sound stupid, but...
No, it's not stupid. Jesus Christ would be a limit case because he's God. So possibly he can maybe differentiate. I haven't written on this. But the question is very legitimate. Initially, one could say, you need a name to resurrect. But let's say the beloved is nameless. Juliet says, leave your name. And he says, I'm not Romeo. She's in this death-like, and so let's, instead of saying death-like, put death in quotation marks. She's dead before dying. Let's say Romeo lays over her. He thinks she's dead. He's like the woman in Duras's Hiroshima Mon Amour over the German soldier lover. And he gets to a point where he can no longer distinguish her dead body from his. So he's dead himself in that situation. And let's say she begins to come out of the sleep state. And he still can't distinguish between her body and his. And now he begins to be alive because she's beginning to be alive. And that would be a form of resurrection without a name.